With his swearing in as the 44th president of the United States now just 3 days away, President-elect Obama is in the middle of one final campaign-style road trip before officially taking on many of the challenges that await his arrival in the Oval Office. And Pierre Jean Gagné is following the future president and has this report.
These 2 days for the president-elect reflect the spirit felt in much of the country as he prepares to move into the White House. The train ride will, in effect, be a rolling campaign rally with all the trimmings. But it comes on the heels of another appearance by Mr. Obama yesterday, highlighting one of the enormous challenges he now confronts, the deeply troubled U.S. economy. He spoke at a small factory in Cleveland at a company that makes parts for wind turbines. He praised the new Congress for getting down to work immediately on an $825 billion economic stimulus package. He said the need to act can't be overstated.
And economists from across the political spectrum tell us that if nothing is done and we continue on our current path, this recession could linger 4 years. And America could lose the competitive edge that has served as the foundation for our strength and our standing in the world.
Mr. Obama said the U.S. is up to the challenge, that new jobs will be created in alternative energy and in rebuilding the nation's roads, bridges, schools, and its technological infrastructure.
Now, given the magnitude of these challenges, none of this is going to come easy. Recovery is not going to happen overnight. It's likely that even with the reinvestment package that we're putting forward, even with the measures that we're taking, things could get worse before they get better. I want everybody to be realistic about this.
This morning, with worried thoughts of the State of the Union foremost on the minds of so many Americans, the soon-to-be president boards a train in Philadelphia. There'll be a rally at the station there, then another in Wilmington, Delaware. Giant crowds are expected to wish him well on the way and to wish him success. In Delaware, Vice President Joe Biden and his wife Jill will get on board. That's their home state. Then there's a late afternoon rally in downtown Baltimore before the train finally rolls into Washington's Union Station, just a short walk from the Capitol building and the spot where Mr. Obama will be sworn in on Tuesday. Today's whistle-stop tour has one additional bit of symbolism to it. The Obama train retraces a portion of a route taken by Abraham Lincoln as he traveled by rail to his first inaugural in 1861. Obama has often referenced the comparison, each man coming from Illinois, the break each represented from the racial politics of the past. On the eve of taking office, each faced monumental challenges. Lincoln's test was met and passed. Mr. Obama's officially begins in just a few days. Don Gagné, NPR News, Philadelphia.